Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Jofriel reveals the nature of sloth. The hermit had studied angelology enough to recognize the name of Jofriel. He knew that Jofriel and Barachiel and Uriel were the least of the seven spirits that stand before the throne of God. As he approached the third waterfall, he continued to listen to the silence broken only by the steady rhythm of Do-re-mi. The notes that you are hearing, said the voice of Jofriel from somewhere inside the cascade, are called the lower notes. They are the notes that can be reached even by the most base person in creation. The next four notes correspond to the higher angels and to specifically chosen human beings. Then, not all men are equal? Asked Giovanni of the angel. Yes, they are equal, but they are not all the same. Many are still evolving. Now, is there a point when all evolution stops? Questioned the hermit. Yes. The focal point to which all evolution aspires is called the Christ. Christ. At this focal point, all creation stops evolving and becomes one with the Creator, replied the angel. I have always wondered, began the hermit, if the hand of God, after it fashioned the first creatures, recognized that its own finger was pointing to man as its greatest creation. The finger of God does point to man, but it also points beyond man to what man is capable of becoming, said Jofriel. He must come to know and respect all forms of life, wherever and however they may be in the entire universe. The holy hermit drew back, somewhat startled at the idea that the focal point of all creation aspires could not be limited or bound to any one mere planet. The figure of the Christ was a paragon for all creatures, wherever they might be. But the idea of which you speak is so simple to understand, said Giovanni. Why have many of us not recognized it up to now? Humans tend to be men and women of their own times. They tend to act like men and women of their own times. They are framed within their own lifetimes by a context that keeps them from recognizing their own potential. But even if the few visionaries who follow the direction indicated by the hand of God sometimes become afraid and choose to do nothing instead, this is called sloth. Sloth then is a refusal to act. The angel completed the thought begun by Giovanni. Sloth is often defined as extreme laziness, but it does extend beyond that definition. The reasons that many people fail to take action may often include such things as fear of the unknown, mistrust of authority, anxiety over responsibility, shame of being perceived as being different, pressure to conform, and concern about losing their own security. So you are telling me that sloth is not really something that one does, but rather something that one does not do? Questioned the hermit. Yes, it is possible to say that sloth is a sin of omission rather than a sin of commission. It is what one doesn't do that can hurt them. It is like walking about forever with both eyes shut. Behold. The holy hermit looked up to see the waters of the third cascade parting like twin curtains to reveal a demon asleep within the cave behind the wall. He was snoring, belching, and burping as he lay without any kind of pillow to cradle his head. Such an action would have been too much work for the demon. Instead, he just closed his eyes to the world, blissfully unaware of the passage of time. That demon is called Asmodeus, said Jofriel. The demon of sloth does not recognize that there is a world beyond himself. A man's reach should exceed his grasp. For what is a heaven for? Said the hermit quietly. Now it was the angel's turn to look startled. Where did you hear that? He asked Giovanni. Shortly before I left my beloved Italy, I met an Englishman who happened to be on holiday there. He was a poet. I recognized at once that our lives were linked somehow, and his name was Robert Browning. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.